Just really focusing in on what the potential is from the master plan. It's been an extremely good exercise, and again, another example of where you cooperate together and talk to each other across businesses and across the public and private sector, you can achieve so much more by cooperating and working together. But as far as an impact is concerned, and we were a little bit surprised when the whole of the docks, not just AMP's ship repair business, port operations, but Pendennis Shipyard, Falmouth Petroleum, and all the tenants, there are about 25 different tenants on the dock estate. We came up with the consultants, the figures, and showed there are over 1,400 direct jobs on the dock estate, and another nearly 400 generating the local economy. 75 million gross value added, and with a very high average gross value added per job. That was surprising, but what was even more surprising and makes us think that we really have got to achieve this and get these projects off the ground is when you start looking at the potential. And Colin mentioned the phase one projects. I haven't quite got the same timescales in my slide here, but the projects that are identified that could be completed by 2020 would be able to generate increase the numbers of jobs up to 3,600. With over 2,200 indirect jobs. And then going on and some of the further projects, and although they're not particularly well developed, if they came to fruition, over 4,500 direct jobs and nearly 2,500 indirect. So a massive increase. And you can see the GVA there, 194 up from 75 and 245 million by 2030. So the potential is certainly there. And as Colin said, we've really got to start now working at the individual projects and getting them off the ground. And it will take a lot of cooperation between the public and private sector. Just taking the dredging, which some people who come to the networking group know that I always bang on about. But if it was, we were sitting here 30 years ago, we would have done that as a commercial decision. £6 million, we probably would have been able to make the business case, just go ahead and do it. We live in a totally different world now with regulation, as you're probably aware. And that project now is going to cost £23 million, and that's simply because of environmental regulation. There's a totally different way, obviously, we look at the environment now than we did 30 years ago. So that's some of the potential, and look forward to discussing a bit more about it later.